more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Listeners of all ages, the time right now is me o'clock. Yeah, damn straight. You have just got finished listening to Alcohol by Volume with your host, Odysseus, a.k.a. Kevin, or your host, Kevin, a.k.a. Odysseus. It doesn't really matter because you're probably drunk right now. This is my time. Now, forget anything else that you might have heard on mainstream radio. This is what's real. This is the truth. This is what's happening. This is what's now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself, the King of Kings, and the voice of the voiceless, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. And I'll tell you one damn thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I've got a mic stand, and I am feeling myself. I said I have a tabletop mic stand, and I am feeling myself. I am telling you people out there in Radio Land, giving me a doong, 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 listen, that I am no longer holding this goddamn forsaken mic in my hand, and I've got two hands free, and I'm literally feeling myself. I've got very good biceps. Chest is stern. My core could be a little bit better, but I'm feeling myself. Thank you guys for tuning in. What's happening? You guys drunk yet? I know I'm feeling a little bit buzzed. I'm wearing shades in the house, and I've been drinking Monkey Knife Fight. And let me tell you something. It had Monkey Knife and Fight in the fucking title of the beer. I was immediately sold, so I don't know about you guys, but Monkey Knife Fight might not be enough for you, but definitely enough for me. We have got a great show in store for you guys, because fuck it, every show is great, because I am the best in the world, and to be quite frank, hashtag been the best since day one. Let's just be real about that shit. We've got a X-Phase exclusive, meaning, but the first time ever, and I will say the first time ever, because all of our other exclusives have been eh, and that's why this year we're taking a change, we're turning it around, and we're making things matter. So for the first time in morelikeradio.com, my time now / lawsuit from the source history, we've got a legit exclusive, some shit that you're not going to be able to hear for a month from now a month from last week, theoretically, but let's say the shit's dropping in March, but we've got it today, a new X-Phase joint. It is, dare I say, the tits flying without wings. So that's a fucking thing. It's happening tonight. We also have a new joint from X-Phase. Oompa Loompa Doopa Dee Dee. And that's all I'm going to say about that shit. So that's coming a little bit later. We also have what I'm deeming an exclusive, which I've done in the past. However, I can only imagine that this is the only place that you can hear Pure Knowledge dropping Pure Knowledge. So we've got an original, we've got an exclusive, and we have got the bomb /org.gov clap coming for you a little bit later. So, I mean, let's just be realistic here, people. You've tuned in, you've had a long day. If you're still hanging around from the last show, you're probably a little bit inebriated. You're going, what the fuck is happening right now? Because the transition was just so rapid and it was so extreme that you were lost and confused. And that's okay. We're going to reel you back in. We're going to reel you back in just like that bass. We're going to let it sit there for a little while and just let it float. Just let it float. Just let it happen. Just let it up. We're going to tug on it. And as a fish, you're going, I'm curious. What is that? Is that a, is that an insect? Is that a suffering insect? Because we're going to let it float back out. But then we're going to tug a little bit more. Ah, and we're going to tug a little bit more. And boom, we've got you hook, line, and sinker. And before you know it, 2 hours have passed. You've listened to the greatest music you've ever heard. And you're wondering, when can I tune in again? And that is every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. After Alcohol by Volume, before Dutch and Royce, my time now makes it happen. Why? Because we're just that damn serious. This is Something New, featuring Heave Street by X-Phase. Hashtag, you know what time it is, bitches.
Dash to the P and to the H.
A-C-D.
On to the basic
ABC.
Is when I'll be shipping it
in,
flipping it
through,
fixing it, giving it room within a different
school.
Karate chop the game with a
pow.
Rip your tat and put it back like
wow.
Riggity row. Are you kidding me now? Minute to minute, a minute again, I'm a biggity bow. Because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum. I can't
believe
what my eyes have seen. Music has become a
magazine.
It's all about the looks, the physical appeal. What happened to the
skill?
Even keeping it real, what's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone true. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you?
Who wants to give me something new?
Find me in the tri-state, that is where the real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap. I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back. But dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run and tell Vibo that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm like though. You heard me alright, bro. Check my rap genius. That ain't a fucking typo.
Nope.
And I will never let up on Vendetta. Cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather shit.
Are you guys manifesting destiny this year?
I'll admit you, bitch, you bitch, if you admit we better. We clever, put words together like the greatest rappers ever.
Are you guys making that shit happen for yourselves?
I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. People think they found it, but I don't think the crowd fits, so
Cause I don't really know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like y'all just fucking around, acting like y'all making shit happening. But guess what? You ain't making nothing happen. My time now, we over here making it happen.
Just looking for something new.
We over here getting shit done.
Just looking for something new.
We over here giving you that something new.
Just looking for someone true.
We giving you that someone true.
Untrue. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you?
Who wants to give me something new?
And if you got something new to give to us, feel free to send it to us at mc.itsmtn@gmail.com with all your information in the motherfucking body of the email. Stop fucking around, y'all.
Move this, the stupid truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in.
Woo! X-Phase, Heave Streets, something new. But you know what? That's enough for me. We just gonna let this shit ride out.
Vision is blurry cause your bulb's too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Her ass literally looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. See, to me you're just a male version of the baby, 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 oh guy. You shit, boy, all the time. Cause, boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless, and nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching
for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone true. Looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something thin new.
Original art is never created in the safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge, push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
Originality is dangerous. Let me tell you guys something right now. You're listening. Open up both your ears, one and two, the left one and the right one, because we're going to have some good gosh darn good goddamn daily fun right now. It's amazing. I'm a person that talks with my hands. Both my hands are free right now. I'm excited. Let me just let you know that right now. I'm excited. Happy. Having a good ass time. It's my time now. It's more like radio.com. Twitter, you got something to say? We want to hear from you. You ain't in the chat room, you're listening to us in the TuneIn app. You know what I'm saying? You've gone to the Google store, you've downloaded TuneIn, you said to yourself, oh, what's this? More Like Radio, let me listen. You've searched More Like Radio, so you've said to yourself, I want to hear My Time Now. What is Sir Darkside talking about? My Time Now. What is morelikeradio.com? Boom, here you are. You found us on the TuneIn app. You're listening live, and you said to yourself, Jesus, Jiminy Crickets, this show is amazing. How did it get that way? Well, let me let you know that when I was born, I was dropped in a vat of awesome, and I was pulled out with the cool rope. And ever since then, I've been awesome cool. These are facts. You can Google that shit. That was X-Phase, something new. I got both my hands free. I'm excited as fuck. I mean, what can you do about the facts? Nothing. So with that being said, we're going to jump into this Kelly Mays joint. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. We're playing it for you for the first time in 2015. So to me, it's a 2015 joint, even though it probably came out 2013. Are you judging my show? Where's your show? I'll come listen to it, and we'll hear all the new music that you've played on it. But until I've tuned into whatthefuck.com to listen to the show you don't have, well, we're going to listen to Kelly Mays, and we're going to make it happen, because right now is right now. And, oh, shit, you know what time it is.
Sending this one out. Ladies and my girls at Nocturnal, grab your journal, it's eternal, see if you can feel this. The fear isn't out there, no ma, it's just love. We co-create this pain inside forever. Oh please, you bees, just take a look. A life can change from a person's story or book. You're hooked, cause ain't no such thing as halfway lifted. The spirit's around when the crown opens expansive sound. It's similar to shaman law. Now we
Shame and guilt, duality is lasting. Taking my enemies with me and all the outcasts that I will never regret. See, goddess of Zimmy, retracted and some confused it as an act. We've risen, now we can't turn back. This is a fact, quantum physics is my crap. That I can't say no, I will release the slack. Take a breath, thank goddess, you're alive. Revival of the fifth sun, yeah. We will survive, yeah. Yeah. Keep giving, yeah, love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive, we will. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive, we will. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive, we will. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth. I'm zapped in the vortex, I'm out there with the flow. You know, when the crow gets low, his feathers go. Remember that, as long as you don't have my back, I'll be on the clock, hustling, recording a track. Reroute my team intact and proceed exhausted. The certain payout, more than the constant. It's written the new world order, forget it, you're smitten. My mother gave up, spent a lot of time wishing. My fifth world is my new sale pitch. And ask my fam when I separated alien fits in. But this shit happens for a reason. No sense in holding me down, it's really you that your fist squeezing. Science now explains how the highest cell tickle. Hit with a 528 hertz of cold. Take responsibility and stop all the blame. No need to shoot, bigger than me, forget the fame. The point is set to tip the 100th monkey real quick. Only a few absorbing all your prejudice. Full of facts, don't forget, ain't done yet. No matter how much love I get, I'm making freedom my project. Forever, not giving up until it gets better. Indeed, self-improving, then we get together. When baby's in the hearse, something just don't work. Try not to react to silly-ish and let my feelings hurt. My crew's all about truth, we still cute. And quickly see the inner beauty root beyond self. On the track, stood up when I fell. In the city of bridges, the portal opens, yeah. Well, you better, yeah, keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth sun, we will survive. Keep giving love until the day that we die. Revival of the fifth.
Yeah. Shout out to Brett from American Built, Peter Joseph from Zeitgeist, Ben Stewart from Connecticut. Of
course, I'm a weebie, Mobb Deep, much love, Mobb Deep, much love, Mobb Deep, much love, Mobb Deep. Damn! I said, what happened to the good old days? For real, the good old days. I got an all-star lineup. We gonna take y'all back to the golden era. Come on, mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Be banging out the headphones, mic right in front of me. True hip hop head, that's how it's always gonna be. The air is always golden as long as a nigga's rapping. We crafting gems in the studio and making shit happen. Y'all know, we keeping that true shit afloat. The era that I'm from, niggas had to be dope. But got this, we got this, there's no second guessing. Your big mouth shut, yeah. It's time to learn a lesson.
Rewind back before the skinny jeans and skirts and cast a post up. Back before the stacks of catalogs, trash and no cuts, yeah. My era can't compare to the era y'all prepare for, what? I guess we the OGs now. I'm only 30, my roots thickin' through true spittin'. No matter who listens, deck spinning on 212s from top to boots. Navigation to turn up, we're slammed by the Onyx. While we talking that jazz, like we're quoting Stetsasonic. Take it back to sample bass and rapping grades instead of corporate beats and coaches race. Now the foundation. I only hope this track is a little breath of truth. Of real hip hop.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boombox.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
1973, hip hop's full burst, yeah. In the Bronx. Shout out to DJ Kool Herc, and I'm number one. Wait, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. So that means that I blaze mics with no concept of stage fright. While you hate life, I'ma take flight. You can't turn up the hype like the great white. Sooner or later, it will stop. Break lights. Figure this limitless. I ain't the fake type. No, my vigor is venomous like a snake bite. We will never flip flop. So put your hands up if you love hip hop. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap
for blast off. This is last call. Ask y'all, who do you think's responsible for rap's fall? Is it the crack? Me the niggas that rap saw. Materialistic rappers is bragging they ass off. This is a black thought. Back to my roots flow. Under the asphalt. Only the truth knows. A lot of golden era. They know it's better. It's the equivalent of sending X to 2 dimes. But the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted a show with Deva to get her to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16. You was scared to ask the data. Before the prison industry planned to assassinate her. Before Bio 106 made her a ratchet banger. Before the boob injection. The YouTube selection. Look at the transfer to the new school. Depression with glasses and sessions. So don't give me you fools a lesson.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip-hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip-hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip-hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip-hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip-hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes.
That's real hip-hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip-hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip-hop?
And it's just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip-hop. That's that real hip-hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions, a few RIPs, and a few shout-outs to some folks that have paved the way for artists like myself and the others. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls. R.I.P. Tupac Shakur. R.I.P. Big L. Jam Master J. Mac Dre. R.I.P. Pimp C. R.I.P. Big Proof. Big Pun. And many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries. Jedi Mind Tricks, Eminem, D12, and the list goes on. Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre. Man, the list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah. All those people I named, that's real hip-hop. And of course, the homie Black, EQ, Yellow Black, and the one and only, the Scholars, baby. Master! Let's go! Hip-hop!
A mic. I don't know about the turntable part, but you know, I mean, I could flip a bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. Speaking of have no idea what you're talking about, Big Sean says there isn't a lot of good rap music out, and if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black, then I don't even know what is. In an article posted on HipHopDX.com today, with his third studio album slated for release later this year, Detroit, Michigan rapper Big Sean spoke briefly on his first two albums during an interview with XXL Magazine. Because when I think of real hip-hop, I think of XXL Magazine, the people who likes to tell me who's sleeping with Hugh who, who's got a new car from where, and I don't know, anything else that is unhip-hop related. Well, again, when I think of real hip-hop, I go to XXL. The Motor City Lyricist fessed up to releasing albums he says had their flaws, but also expressed optimism at the idea of one day releasing a perfect album. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. These albums that I released back when I released them had their flaws, quote unquote. And okay, sure, great, that's fine and dandy, but does that mean that he's knowingly putting out subpar, terrible albums? Who knows? Who knows what the flaws are? His flaws may be different from my flaws. Is he talking about the entire album? We'll never know. But hey, at least he knows that at some point or the other, he made, at least in his world, as in my world, is way more. But at least in his world, he knows he's dropped a couple few shitty songs. Big Sean later declared that there isn't a lot of good rap music out there and shared that it's his responsibility to release a good rap music. And I quote, I feel like there are flaws on the first album and flaws on the second album. I don't know if I'll ever drop an album that doesn't have any flaws. I probably will drop a perfect album one day. I'm going to master that. There's not a lot of good rap music out there. So I really feel there's a big responsibility for me to make a good to make good rap music, because there are only a few people that make it. I'm a beast out here. And I'm not going to front. When it comes to this rap shit, you really got to be on a high level to fuck with me. Now, here's a couple issues I have with that whole thing right there. Let's just jump right into it. He says, I don't know if I'll ever drop an album that doesn't have any flaws. I probably will drop a perfect album one day. So, that sentence, or those two sentences, they kind of cancel one another out, because if you don't know if you're ever going to have an album without any flaws, and then you say you'll probably drop a perfect album one day, well, then that kind of lets me know that you're an idiot. The second issue is really, really, Big Sean, really. When it comes to this rap shit, you really gotta be... Okay, you got murdered on your own fucking song by Kendrick Lamar. Murdered, not just poked and prodded. No, my friend, you got massacred, Holmes. Like, he came through. He didn't just fly by like an alien, essay. He didn't just hover around and abduct you. He didn't just do things to you and then plant you back on Earth to live the rest of your life. No, man. He drove by in a vehicle and just ran over your ass 6 or 7 times, backing up and going forward, backing up and going forward. And I use my Mexican accent to show you how serious the ass whooping that you got on your own song was. I mean, I'm just going to be a little bit honest. If I felt like anyone ever outdid me on my own track, the odds are that I would not release that shit. And that's not to say that the songs that I haven't released are because I felt like I was outdone. Those are just tracks that I have not released. But what I am saying is, Jesus Christ, you could have redid your shitty ass verse, your flawed, unperfect verse, Big Sean. But hey, that's neither here nor there, because as far as part of his feature story in XXL's winter 2014 issue, the GOOD music lyricist recalled meeting Kanye West at a Detroit radio studio as the rapper was promoting his late registration album. According to Big Sean, he was granted 16 bars by Ye, but ended up freestyling for 10 minutes. Oh, he didn't have a lot of time, so he wasn't trying to hear it at first, but he opened his ears and he opened his heart and listened, the rapper said. Seriously, shut the fuck up. I mean, come on, Jesus Christ. First off, none of your free... Why do we keep doing this? can we, last week, I went on a tirade about femcees, and, I said we gotta stop it. It's 2015. Shut the shit down. Another thing we gotta stop doing in the hip-hop community is calling things freestyles that aren't freestyles. Okay? If I am on Funkmaster Flex, who is insane, by the way, but that's a different story. But if I'm on Funkmaster Flex and I bust out my phone and I'm flipping through it, and then you throw a beat on and you're like, aha, I got this dope joint. It's crazy freestyle for you. And I'm just like, a razzmatazz, I get wild in that ass. Everybody sees me spinning rims like I'm Taz. And I'm reading the shit. Well, that's not a real freestyle. But if you're just there and you're like, I'm on Funkmaster Flex, I don't flex. Put me through the trial, I'll pass each test. I'm the best in the West and the East. I'm a beast. Hope you understand that I am on the rise like yeast. And capiche, I beat you and eat you like a peach. It's too easy for me to do these deeds. I mean, I got deets. I mean, I make beats. And if you want to see me, then I throw down in these streets. Now, see, that is a freestyle. It's off the top. You make some shit up. It sounds a little goofy. That's okay. But it's off the top. And it's real, it's genuine, it's pure, it's like cocaine before you mix it with all that extra shit. It's the real fucking deal. We have got to stop calling shit that ain't a freestyle freestyle. And dare Big Sean, I've heard you rap, my friend. I've listened to your bars. I've heard you spit them 16s, my nigga. You're not that dope. You're actually pretty terrible. You're terrible. You are terrible. And even the shit that you've written is terrible. Let's just be real. I mean, I have more of a respect for Los because there's still a huge part of me that feels like a lot of the shit that he spits is just written mixed in with ad-lib freestyle. But I mean, hell, if you can link a whole bunch of some shit that you've written with ad-libs and then make it all sound perfect, then you're, you know what, you're a master of something. You've got, I can't do that. Like, I can't recall all the shit that I've written, all my quote-unquote throwaway rhymes that I've written, and then link them together with arbitrary shit and then just bring it all together and make it sound like one piece that I just made up on the spot. And again, I'm not trying to play him. If that's what he does, then I respect it. If that's not what he does, then I respect it. Either way, respect goes out to Los right now. You know what I'm saying? He's probably one of the best lyricists in or out of the game, whatever the fuck he is. Definitely better than Kendrick Lamar. I you know, like, that's just what I'm saying. But what I am also saying is that you, Big Sean, are an idiot, and you're not that great, and I can wrap circles around you, and I know at least six other people that I've had on this show that could wrap circles around you. Emilio Lopez could wrap circles around you. Kelly Mays could wrap circles around you. Lex Leosis could wrap circles around you. I mean, the list goes on. Hell, even Arsonic the Marine rapper can wrap circles around you. And fucking A. Shit, man. You're an embarrassment, is what I'm saying to you. And you should stop. But hey, what you need to do is focus. Put your 2020s on. Make sure that your vision is crystal. And watch the fucking crown. Because right now we're going to get into this Lex Lou original. This is the real deal right here. You know what I'm saying? This is that shit you can't find anywhere else. This is that shit that comes through and just busts you in the fucking head. And you go, whoa, is this music right now? I mean, watch The Crown. I be driving around the city bumping this shit. Just listening to it hardcore. Car speakers on blaze. Motherfuckers looking at me like I'm crazy. But that's what this shit do to you. And it's a classic blend of traditional hard-hitting hip-hop. And dare I say, true to the core, at the roots, pure reggae. And not just reggae, but like that dub. That shit that just make you want to heel and toe all night long. MOA listened to this shit the other day, and he was like, damn, me and Lex Lou, we've got to work. And I agree. Watch the Crown is thebomb.com. And yeah, I got a little commercial with this shit right here. But sometimes that's what a track makes you want to do. It makes you want to get a little commercial on it. And I'm okay with that. Because if you're not okay with that, you could be watching, or should I say listening to, anything else right now. But instead you hear, you know what time it is, and you're excited and you're hyped. So let's get it going. Lex, Ink Monster, Y2. Enough said. Let's just get it going.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? What are you hiding?
Them know we men on the way. When they come, now the word mother. pussy now.
Just wanna live life free of pain, but every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing tricks with the devil. It's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm damaged goods and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and feeling mad best. This life is like a merry-go. It's like a scary goat. And as I look around, I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking flown. Not hip hopping up for you fucking clones. That's a sad day. Somebody passed the phone.
Do you know? I always seem to get your voicemail. Why you never hit me back? You know I'm stuck here in hell. I tried to make the best out of bad. For so many years, I know they say I shouldn't. But I have got so many tears. Yeah. Sick of trying to reach you. And now I'm such an atheist, cause I wanna delete you. I swear, I'm not trying to beat you. All I'm saying is you seem so secret, and I can't see you. But really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like what my father's left me a back. So what would you do? Yeah, I'm full of hurt and so full of rage. Poor black man, same story, just a different page. I know, that's what they're gonna say. But can you truly tell me this the shit you hearing every day? On the radio, on the YouTube channels. Do you like the popping bottles and the women getting handled? Do you like the degradation and the image they're projecting? Cause if you do, the cultures do, but that's just my projection. And I'm as wrong as Nostradamus is. I just wanna get away and have a couple kids. Make a lot of cash and in the process fucking kill the shit. I've been the fucking best at this, y'all just too used to English shit. And I just wanna get it big. Hashtag life over everything, that's just how I live. I go to sleep stressed and wake up, have a couple beers. I've been going hard for a minute, but you don't fucking care.
Go.
Hardest thing I'm getting used to is turning the mic off. So, you guys hear shit in the background. I apologize. The mic's not in my hand anymore, so I don't have to turn it off. I just play the music, and I imagine that you can't hear me. And I assume that you can't. I'm still learning, man. I'm still learning. I'm an unprofessional professional. You guys just remember that when you're giving your thank you letters for who got you where. Who got you where and why? Listen, guys. Has anybody heard this Funkmaster Flex shit? It's like really an insane thing, apparently, where he went off talking shit about Jay-Z. But I'm like, man, Funkmaster Flex, you're the weakest dude and like on the face of the planet right now, dude. Like, how can you talk shit about anybody ever? And it's crazy to me because, I don't know, man. I feel like he's the biggest sellout of all, and he's, like, calling Jay-Z a sellout. And it's, what? Huh? How could you do that? Like, how could you say those things? You yourself are a sellout. I don't understand. What are you talking about? And now, like, what's really interesting is that at least a day ago, according to Hip Hop DX, Jay-Z was reportedly targeting Hot 97 as a to purchase it, like to buy it. And just, God, wouldn't that be like great if like Jay-Z was like, oh, dear Funkmaster Flex, talking all this shit, are you? Well, I'm going to buy your radio station. Boop, you're fired, bitch. That would just, God, that would be amazing. Amazeballs! Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, is returning to music, and what the fuck? I don't even know. I like how people are just like, oh man, this person's famous, and I know this person, so now I can be famous too. And I don't know why they sound like Bill and Ted's Great Adventure or whatever the fuck, but I'm just saying, like, that's how I imagine it in their head, that's what it's like for them. Drake's father, Dennis Graham, who in his past was a notable musician himself, was perhaps inspired by his son and making his own return to music. Inspired is the wrong choice of words. Probably just like, everybody knows Drake. I'm his old man. Everybody go listen to me. That's probably exactly what his voice in his head sounds like. Via Instagram, Graham, who began his music career in 1962, says he's working on a new single and is looking for a female rapper to be a part of it. I don't know why the last end, the tail end of that sentence had me sound like Kermit the Frog, but I heard it and I ran with it. So I'm just going to kind of continue to run with it. Because as I'm looking at his dad, he kind of looks like a Muslim Kermit the Frog. I am in search of a classy female rapper to collaborate with me on my new style, he said in the post's caption. Not looking for wow. Pause, freeze, flashback, rewind. Not looking for a ghetto style rapper. Serious inquiries only. Please DM me. So this nigga just gonna pull some random motherfucker off of Instagram, make him famous? That's the craziest part about this story, actually. Not the fact that Drake's dad, Dennis Graham, is announcing a quote-unquote comeback to music, but the fact that he's just gonna pull some random broad off of fucking Instagram and probably make her the most famous that she's ever been in her entire life. And honestly, I hope it's Baco, because her voice is amazing, and at least she deserves it. So I'll say that about that. And if you don't know It's Baco, just look it up. Look her up on the fucking Instagram. I mean, yeah, Instagram and Twitter, actually. At It's Baco. It's spelt regularly. One word, It's Baco. B as in boy. A, K as in kilo. K as in kilo. O as in, oh my God, she fucking rocks my eardrums. Look her up. So that's crazy, though. That's crazy. I'm not even going to finish this article. The rest of the article is not important, but I'm just saying that this motherfucker looks like a tool bag. And no disrespect, Drake, but your dad looks like a tool bag. That's all I'm saying. These are things that are happening right now. Don't judge me. Judge your dad. Max Starr is coming out with some new shit soon. And not new shit in the sense of, oh my goodness, these are new songs by Max Starr. No, he's dropping videos to his old songs. And I respect that because I've got songs that I want to drop shit to. And it, like, wake up, oh my God, I have music videos, ideas for that song that are just, if I ever had the opportunity to do it, it would blow your mind. It would put that song on the fucking map, especially in the geek and nerd community. Like, just the cosplay community, it would just put it on the map. The map, just boop, there's the map, boom, there is Wake Up, and it would wake a lot of you motherfuckers up, but you know, I don't have the budget, I don't have the director, I don't have the equipment, I don't have anything, so I can't, but let me tell you, when I do, Wake Up's gonna happen. So Maniac's gonna happen, Retribution Part 1, there's a video coming, you just need to look out for it. Max Starr, fucking A, man. Fucking A, just make it happen. So we're just gonna run this back. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And by oldie, I really just mean it's 2014, and this is 2015. We're supposed to be playing 2015 music, but you know what I'm saying. Every now and again, 2014 music is gonna creep in, but this is one of them times right here. So don't judge me. Judge yourself for judging.
Hello. Yeah. They call me dangerous. Yep. I'm about as dangerous as a bag of angel dust in your pancreas. Ow. That's all a nasty thing.
she blame listening to Cassie sing. So fuck a cast cell. I'm living by the high school of life and I'm waiting for the last bell. Wait, is that that? I'ma creep up on you while you take a cat nap and steal your fucking snapback. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? That makes as much sense as a dude trying to fake a nut. Cause if a nigga's gonna skeet, then he's gonna skeet. And if your girl give me the ass, then I'm gonna beat. So tell me, do you get the point? Lancer, slap you with a reindeer hoof. Prancer, and then I'm gonna make moves. Dancer, cause your voice so darn sick. Cancer.
This is the story of a man.
Starbucks who look like Miley Cyrus. Wait, what the fuck rhymes with Miley Cyrus? Probably nothing. So when I tell you that I'm the best in the world, CM Punk, then I'm probably bluffing. Nigga, I'm about as cold as ice. Type of dude to make a pot candle hot just so I can hold it twice. And then I'll probably fold a pipe, bash you with it, and stuff your fucking face in a bowl of rice. Oh, I'm sorry, is that we're being two stops? I hate dirty girls, hit them with a smooth shot. Uppercut them hoes in their stomach till their stool drops. Ratchet ass bitch, you belong in a toolbox. Fat girls tend to like Max. I try to act like I don't like him, but really, I like him right back. Cause I'm a liar, and frontin' is my middle name. Journey in my mind so you can learn about my middle game.
This is the story of a man named Max. I think he's still rich with his mom, and he has no car, and that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Matt Song. He's a fucking maniac. He has the visions of grandeur. He loves Adam Sandler, and he needs anger management.
Bitch, get a life, plus you need a man. I'm about as fly as they come. Now your name is Mrs. Peter Pan. And if you don't like the scholar punk, eat a dick.
Yeah.
And your girl could eat it too. Does she need a lift? I pick her ass up right now. Yeah. Take her to the telly, bend her ass over. Pipe style. In high school, I used to get bullied. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand the shit fully. Big tough niggas who wanted to fight me.
Hey, yo, Larry, I'ma whip your ass.
Why me? I drown niggas. Have them moving in the seats. I'm so high, they like, what you doing in that tree? I'm getting drunk, choosing grenadine. Some Molly and had a foursome with the human centipede. And oh yeah, I know what rhymes with Miley Cyrus. Max Star, the scholar dude, is highly childish.
This is the story of a man named Max Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still rich with his mom, and he has no car, and that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Max Star. He's a fucking maniac. He has the visions of grandeur. He loves Adam Sandler.
So I guess like the mirror of the story is this guy Max Star, bro. He's like, he's fucking maniac, bro. Fucking maniac, bro. I would totally cop his fucking album, bro. I'd fucking buy that shit, bro. I wouldn't download shit. I'd buy that shit, bro. I'd like go to fucking Target. Fucking. Yeah, he fucking rocks, dude. Fucking rocks. Max Star fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. I remember all the shit we used to do back in the day. That shit fucking rock, bro. I would totally be best friend, too. Yeah, we'd totally fucking be friends. Like, we fucking trade movie stories and shit. Cause, like, totally my fucking favorite movie is The Human Centipede, dude. Fucking talk about the fucking human centipede, dude. So I guess like the song's over. Okay.
I'm gonna get it together one day, guys. I'm gonna get it together. We're gonna stop this background chatter. It's my first time with a mic stand. Love me for me, okay? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these messages with more music, more new shit. We still have X-Phase for you. We still have Pure Knowledge for you. And we still have more me. And hey, what can I say? I am the best in the world and the voice of the voiceless. And that's you. So stick around.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skip the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh, come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skip the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box
there
arrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Now deep deep, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet, I ain't even gonna front deep. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP, remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DP Podcast.
DP.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DP.
DP, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that, Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well... Do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? There's that word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned from your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer? No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up, because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad. Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems fucking crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. And promise, it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. Hashtag occupy our balls.
And hashtag occupy your balls. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com. This is my time now. I'm your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Johnny 5, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. Thank you guys for coming back. If you've got songs that you want to hear on the radio, well, feel free to send it to us at mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. Again, that is M as in Mary, C as in Connor, dot it's M as in Mary, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, @gmail.com, with your information in the body of the email, as well as the song or songs that you want to have heard attached to that email. Not in a link, not in a YouTube video, not as a crazy download, some crazy site. but attached to the email. We'll give it a listen, and if we like what we hear, we'll give it a play. I'm just being honest with you on this crazy day. Right now, we're going to give you a play of one of those songs that we've received in the past by an artist that we love oh so much. Wait a minute. I don't think you heard me. I said oh so much. This is Olivia Louise with Be a Man, produced by Mooney. Hashtag, you know what time it is. Give this track a once again, once around, run it back. Welcome to town.
I'm not happy. Yes, I try.
I promise you guys, one day I'm actually writing a note to myself to turn off the mic. It's happening, okay? Don't judge me based off of my current work. Judge me based off of my past for once. For once, you have someone asking you to judge. It's just a mind over matter thing. Like, it's just, I'm not holding the mic anymore, so it's not an instinctive turn off. Like, when I turn the music on, I just imagine that the music, you can't hear me talk. And I'm sorry, okay? Just bear with me. So, these are one of those stories that I really love to cover because it's one of those things that I talk about all the time, how rappers and MCs and hip-hop artists, if you want to make a difference, you do something of notoriety, and not just of notoriety in the sense that, oh, everybody knows, but you do something that makes a fucking impact. And Chance the Rapper helps donate $100,000 to Chicago Public Schools, and that is just fucking amazing. Last year, 2014, Chance was named Chicago's Outstanding Youth of the Year. In an article reported January 20th by HipHopDX.com, Chance the Rapper was one of several key Chicago figures to attend the inaugural Get Schooled, Get Connected Challenge yesterday, January 19th at Malcolm X College. The citywide campaign linked organizations Get Schooled Internet Essentials by Comcast, Chicago City of Learning, and a number of community-based organizations with Chicago Public Schools for a first-of-its-kind educational event. That was a lot to suck as. Like, I'm still trying to, like, take it all in. But anyway, the three-month challenge consisted of a variety of quests ranging from college prep to digital literacy. Students were rewarded with laptops, athletic apparel, and gaming systems. Gaming systems, really? Come on, I'm a gamer, and that sounds awesome, right? Don't get me wrong, it sounds great, but if you're fucking going to college, the last thing you want is a gaming system. How about some fucking money for books? What the fuck, dude? Anyway, students were rewarded with laptops, athletic apparel, and gaming systems for their involvement and earned points that were allocated to their school's overall score. By January 11th, the kids had completed more than 50,000 quests. Internet Essentials presented the students with a $100,000 check, which would be used to bolster computer labs, increase Wi-Fi access and school on school grounds, and support digital literacy education. The check will be divided amongst six high schools and six CBOs that earned the most points. Additional notable celebrities in attendance included Sway Calloway, awesome, and Christina Milian. It means a lot when celebs come to the city and give back to a community they aren't from, Chance wrote via Instagram. Made a good friend today. He also thanks Sway, Get School, and Chicago White Sox for helping the city schools via Twitter. And yes. That's awesome, man. Like, that's what's real. Like, that is how you make a fucking difference. Shout outs to Sway for that. Shout outs to Christina Milian. I can never fuck. I don't know her name. And she's super shout outs to Chance the Rapper. You know, like, I have constantly said that in order to make a difference in the hip-hop community, you need to make a fucking difference. And that's to say that you need to donate, you need to go out there, and you need to make it happen. And there aren't a lot of artists doing that. There's a lot of people talking about it, talking about how they want to make a difference, but they just never, you know, get it going. And I think that the fact that him, Sway, and Christina got together and got this going is pretty fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is how you make shit happen, and that is how you get it going, and I think that is awesome. Shout-outs to Chance the Rapper. Shout-outs to Sway. And shout-outs to, you know, everybody involved in this, because I always imagine, and it might be a pipe dream because you never know what you're going to do when you're in that situation, but I always imagine that, you know, if I had the finances and I made the money and I made the if I got the chance to make a difference, I'd make a fucking huge difference, especially in our educational system, because the fact that, especially in California, I don't know about anywhere else, but especially here, you got half days, you got no days, you got some days, you got part-time days, and you just have no school at all. It's just like, what is happening? The youth, the urban public school youth out here are not getting the education that they need, and thus they are turning to these knucklehead, ignorant-ass grown men standing on the corner doing the same shit that they've been doing for fucking decades, telling a child that ain't that don't know no better. I gotta use it in them crazy slave terms. They don't know no better how to live their life and how to make money, and that is not the business. And I feel like shit like this needs to happen, not world fucking wide, man. So that's awesome. I do take umbrage with the fact that schools had to compete. You know, I don't like this Hunger Games style mentality for who gets what. You want money for your school? Fight for it. Fight for it and scrub and just burn and fight and just like that's I'm not okay with that. I'm also not okay with college students getting athletic apparel and gaming systems as a prize because, again, man, I mean, honestly, and this is real talk here, I love playing video games. I have an Xbox One. Do I need an Xbox One? Or let me say, did I need an Xbox One at the time of purchasing it? Probably not. Did I need an Xbox 360 at the time of purchasing it? Probably not. Did I need World of Warcraft at the time of purchasing it when I was still in school? Probably fucking not. So I just want to let you guys know where my money goes a lot of the time. It's towards games. Not as much currently as it used to be. But still, if there's something out that I want, I'll fucking go out and get it. And I'm not in school. But with that being said, when I went to school, school always came first. And I always made sure that I had for school and that I had my books and that I had my computer. I had the shit that I needed. You know what I'm saying? So you have people out here doing something for their school or their community or whatever it is, and you're awarding them in gaming systems and athletic apparel. That is not the way to get them focused, because I'm telling you right now, books are an arm and a fucking leg. I've been paying for fucking books recently, and they're an arm and a leg. Should they be? Absolutely not. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the cost of school books. The cost of one book for one class is ridiculous. The cost of one code for an online class is ridiculous. It's out of this fucking world. Like, the price of school, if you really break it down, the price of school for a person taking a full fucking semester, full credits, would probably be the cost of two Xbox Ones. Xbox One being a $499 system. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is insane. That is insane to me that going to school can cost you, outside of actually paying for your classes, anywhere to close to $1,000. And this is just for the fucking books. That's insane. So with all of that being said, to have a contest where you're trying to gain money for your school and you're rewarded with athletic apparel and gaming systems is a little bit outlandish to me, but again, that has nothing to do with Chance, that has nothing to do with Christina, that has nothing to do with Sway. The overall cause is still a good cause, but I just feel like the prizes could be a little bit fucking better, you know what I'm saying? Especially for what did it say? A 3-month challenge consisted of a variety of quests ranging from college prep to digital literacy, like, I mean, stuff like that. These are important things, you know what I'm saying, especially college prep. And I know that's not what they're paying for. It's part of the contest, but I'm just saying part of college prep is making sure that you have what you need, not what you want. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, gaming systems and athletic apparel, way fucking left field out of this world. So, I mean, shout outs to Chance, Sway, Christina doing the right thing. But this entire concept is a little flawed from jump because you shouldn't have to Hunger Games for money for your school. It should be allotted out to you. It should be done out of need, not out of prize. And that's just how I feel about it. Call me self-righteous. You know what I'm saying? But that's how we do here on MoreLikeRadio.com, because it's my time now, and we motherfucking bout it. Let's just be real. This is bout it.
This is downtown music.
Pure knowledge. MOA. Let's go.
We really bout it. I be the one people hiding me down, and I just step up on the mic, and these people seats are ignited. They yell and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing, but look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I do the well, I'm making you contemplating. I'm the greatest since day one. We about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're real, but really they just don't counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting a fire ring. I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens with taking our PK. They ask me if we about it. This about it since yesterday. We said we about it. We about it, about it. We about it, about it. We about it. We about it, 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 about it. Said I beat that man a thousand. You just sit back, watch it happen. We about it. We about it, about it.
That we fucking about it. That was about it. Pure knowledge, MOA. But guess what? We got an exclusive on this day because we Dr. Seussin' in this caboosin', showing you what freestyles are like when you loosen. And by loosen, I mean listen, because we straight up on that mission. I ain't saying Big Sean sucks, but yes, more like radios is fucking dissing. Here goes clap, man. Pure knowledge. This is the first exclusive of the day that we gonna jump for you guys today, because the other one, y'all ain't ready for the other one. Y'all ain't ready for a double dose of X Phase. Y'all ain't ready for a double dose of Get Paid. Y'all ain't ready for a double dose of Freed Slaves. And just so that you guys know what's fitting to happen a little bit later, you know what I'm saying? Just so you know, this is coming. Right here. You ain't ready for it.
X.
You ain't ready.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you.
I said, you ain't ready. Hold up. What I say?
X.
You ain't ready.
I've
Because, I mean, if you're ready for this, let me know. I'll play the shit right now. We taking Twitter. We taking Facebook. We taking live chat requests. You ready for this? Y'all ain't ready for that, man. So we gonna put that on the back burner for now because it's gotta simmer for a little bit. You know, 5 to 10. Y'all ain't knowing about that shit. So for right now, we can get into the first exclusive. This is Pure Knowledge. This is Clap. I want to hear a round of a motherfucking applause for just being awesome, being real, and being motherfucking true hip hop. Pure Knowledge. Clap. Put your motherfucking hands together, strap up, settle down, simmer in, and motherfucking, you know what time it is.
Oh my God!
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
Live in a glass case of emotion!
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ! He's got an erection!
Didn't you get the memo?
Clap for me one time. Clap for me, clap for me. I hope that you don't mind.
My time now.
Clap for me, clap for me.
Clap,
clap for me one time.
Pure Knowledge.
Come on, yeah, forever.
Clap for. Let's go. And I quote, VA, stand up. United we rhyme, coming soon, bitches. So you know we had to run that shit back. It's my time now, ladies and gentlemen. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dutch and Royce is up next. Stick around. But for right now, clap for me. Ha-ha! Manifest destiny.
Clap for me, clap for me. Clap for me one time. Clap for me, clap for me. I hope that you don't mind. Clap for me, clap for me. Clap for me one time. I won't be here forever.
Clap for me one time.
Clap for me, clap for me.
I hope that you don't.
just relaxing with my feet up, feeling like a cheater. Finally do my something, Virginia, they finally see us. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got Trigger, Breezy, and Missy Elliott. Around, push your teeth down on the beach, rapping in the east. If you look in the distance, you might see me. Come up on the
If you ain't clapping right now, that better be because your motherfucking hands is broken. Because if they ain't broken, you need to be clapping right motherfucking now. Clapping in the background. Shit had me feeling myself so much because remember, I can do that now because I got a mic stand and it's on the mic. I don't got to hold the mic no more, so my hands are free. But had me feeling myself so much that it woke me up, made me change the entire motherfucking program, made me change everything around for the day. We got to get into this wake up drink because I'm feeling it, man. I'm about it. I'm clapping and I'm up because we here. It's now. It's my time now. It's only on morelikeradio.com. This is Wake Up, Sir Darkside, hashtag, you know what time it is.
I be on my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick, except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask yo chick, she said the pipe so good. Now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach, so you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow, you think my name was Gyarados, these other rappers magic off.
And I ain't talking miracles,
so they get inside me tossed out. I'm the last level of game, I'm talking boss out. Play some cats that ain't got no lives, I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde, I'm talking no doubt. No doubt, shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash, they spittin', so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end up rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother, won't beat if you are not habit.
Get it?
Cyclops, habit, brother.
Got you, nerd god, nerdcore, king, war, Marvel.
These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry they're so mean, I'm a nimmer with the flow. So I guess it's the X-Gene. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants.
Nah,
hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk thug, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many of lanes that I could hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And now I'll pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with the mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye, with Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragonite. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, I teach it every night. God-like skills with the band
Godzilla,
Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor, Killer, Comic Droid, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver, Megatron, Pope. I'm sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up. Wake up! Don't sleep, wake up! Don't sleep, wake up!
Ha!
out here killing shit. We out here getting it done. It's my time now. It's More Like Radio. Up next, Dutch and Royce. Stick around like you had a choice, because at the end of each and every show on More Like Radio, we leave you feeling moist. What? Damn, you know what I'm saying? We dropping bars because we stars, and this shit gets us far because we speeding around like we moving cars. Metaphors all day because we got that. Ha. Y'all ready for the fucking the shit of the hour? Are y'all ready for the reason I even have a show? You know what I'm saying? I say this a lot because it's real. I don't want people to feel like, oh, this nigga just gassing niggas, or, oh, you know what I'm saying? He be saying shit because whatever, whatever. When I step outside of myself, the arrogant, egotistical, megalomaniac, hashtag best since day oneer that I am, when I step out of myself for a second and I listen objectively, I find motherfuckers like pure knowledge. And not to say I find, but I can hear it and I can appreciate it. I find motherfuckers like Olivia Louise. You know what I'm saying? I find these things and I go, damn, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? This is amazing. This is what music is about. When I first found X-Faze, me personally, when I discovered him, it was just like, what the fuck? This shit ain't real, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it was out of left field. It was some very mesh hop, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh man, this is tight. What is it? I don't even know. It's something that is not being done right now, you know? And I appreciated it. I reached out to the brother. The brother's been sending me music ever since. I had him on the show or interview, you know? He since disbanded from, I guess, some of the members that used to be a part of his group or his band or whatever one wants to call it. And he's been doing it solo ever since. Whether or not he makes his own shit, I can't remember as far as the interview goes, you know, what we talked about. And I honestly don't know. And honestly, it does not matter. It doesn't matter if he found this motherfucking beat on the interweb or if he made it up himself, because the shit is fucking dope. And the man he's just, I love it. Every time I play some, I want to do a remix to it. So anyone who knows me personally knows I'm not, as they say on the streets, a dick rider. I don't ride dick. If X-Faze did something tomorrow that I hated, I would be all over it like a motherfucking vulture. I feed off of controversy. I feed off of the damn truth. And that's just the damn truth. So if the man dropped something that I thought sucked, if you guys think the music that I play on this show sucks, fine. If you guys think that the music that I play by X-Faze sucks, that's up to y'all's bad opinionated having asses. All right? But what I'm telling you is, this motherfucker is creative. He is genuine. And he is motherfucking real. And if you don't feel that realness after these two joints, the second exclusive of the day being some shit that you can only hear here, okay, for the first time, Flying Without Wings, a month before release date, you can only hear it here. He sent that to me as a favor for my support, and I'm letting him know flat out my support is genuine and it's real and it's honest, and I appreciate that shit because this show needs it. And not to say that we need it, like we're a dying breed. The source wants to sue us, so we're doing damn good. Yeah, I'm gonna throw that shit up for at least another 5 months. I'm gonna be honest with you. Until you get sued by the source or threatened, until you get a threatening of a lawsuit, legal action, whatever you want to call it, then you could talk. But until then, I'm talking. It's my mic. It's my time now. It's our time now. I only got about 15 more minutes. We gonna stop the chitter chatter. We gonna jump into the X phase, and we just gonna have a good motherfucking time, because best believe next show is starting with a whole bunch of X phase that y'all ain't even gonna be ready for, because it's just gonna be repeat. It's just gonna be 45 minutes of X phase. But right now, we could jump into this Oompa Loompa off of Pretend. I'm assuming, maybe not, who knows. Shit is dope though. Brace yourself, strap in, turn it up to 10, and have fun, bitches. Hashtag, you know what time it is. Manifesting destiny and all y'all bitches.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's what I do. Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's what I do. Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's what I do. Always spitting so meticulous.
If that ain't make your spine twitch, then y'all ain't listening right. So let me just rewind that shit. Turn your stuff up. Put your safety goggles on. Strap in. And you know
X.
What time X. it is. X. Jesus. And this only the first motherfucking joint by the motherfucker tonight. I might not even let the other one go.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's what I do. Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's what I do. Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's what I do. Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's what I do. Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's what I do. Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that's what I do. Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. All shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'm gonna do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme video with caboose. Because I'm playing around around needing you to find bigger, better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Nigga said, I don't like the look of it. He played it. He worked it back in with the song. Y'all niggas ain't listening. Y'all ain't hype. We running it back. I'm telling you right now, we having a good time. It's a party, okay? We all came out to have fun. I've got tears, and my wave's got tears. There are tears being had right now. The shit is dope. We running it back. I don't want to hear it. It's just happening right now, okay? It's happening because it's the real deal, okay? And if you don't like it, well, then you can go listen to Funkmaster Flex cry about Jay-Z. Because here, we got that real hip-hop. X-Phase. Oompa Loompa. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's what I do. Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's what I do. Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's what I do. Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's what I do. Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's what I do. Rapping as if I was from afar, cause that's what I do. Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. All shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'm gonna do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme video you a caboose. Because I'm playing around a rhyme video you to find bigger, better cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schlucks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it. X, 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 you will go far. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that's what I do. Merkham turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that's what I do. Smirk and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that's what I do. Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that's what I do. Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that's what I do. Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that's what I do. Got them all to ask.
Yo, 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 yo. I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they threw's why I grew into a despicable me. And that tack, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack. And I grab them, then I rip them in half in the laugh.
I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like Rook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness soon. Like the oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da.
X, 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 X. Told you not to forget the name.
Not to forget the name.
Do. Do. X, the name. Do.
See, I'm back.
Motherfuckers ain't liking the look of it right now, X-Base. Shit ain't happening
for
him. Till
next time, people.
Motherfuckers ready to pack it up. Because what you've shown everybody right now is that they are flying without wings. Hashtag X-Phase. Oh, let's God. Go.
This is an exclusive My Time Now track.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Jesus Christ. He's got an erection.
Didn't you get the memo?
Flying without wings, X-Phase, My Time Now, MoreLikeRadio.com exclusive, bitches, we manifest destiny all day, baby. That's the point of 2015, make it happen, make it rappin', or shut it up. Let's go.
Head filled with doubt. They thought they knew what I'm about. Hands reaching out. But they are not from the crowd. I'm nowhere to be found. Trying not to be close to the ground. Way up in the clouds. Hoping that my feet don't fail me now. Flying with that wings, baby. Flying with that whippy wings, baby. Not worried about a thing, baby. Flying with that whippy wings, girl. Flying with that wings, baby. Flying with that.
I know I don't know what the rest entails.
No
time for heads or tails.
The ocean up above is where I'm setting sail.
My engine will just fade to black.
They sink downward so I can't look back.
So high I can't believe that I can see all.
I'm flying free,
but I'm in free.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to let go, let live, and let listen to Dutch and Royce, which is up next. Dutch and Royce and Friends, as far as I'm concerned. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. What do you say? Step up from last week? And if you think it was, it's still not as good as it's going to be next week. So let me tell you right now, it's going the fuck down. Next week, actually, there may be a little bit of a hiccup. I've recently got promoted in real life, so there's some training that I got to do next week. And, I mean, legitimate reason, I just might not be home in time for the show. You never know, though. You never know. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to try to get it done. Someone call 911 for MOA because apparently he's gone into cardiac arrest. We out here and we doing it. We making it happen. It is my time now, which means it's your time now because I am the voice of the voiceless. This is morelikeradio.com. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/itsMTN. Or if you're feeling a bit flirtatious, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. And if you are feeling like a fucking rebel, if you are feeling like you ain't got a god dang thing to lose and you want to make it happen tonight, you can follow me personally on Twitter, twitter.com/darkside rules, DarkSeid. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, it's I before E, except after me, because Seid. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is my ID. Once again, thank you. And for all you people that are out there, all you organizations that are trying to help your community, that are trying to make a difference, that are trying to make it happen, you got to give better prizes than athletic apparel and gaming systems, because that only plays to the stereotype that urban motherfuckers can only play sports or video games, rap or dunk to make a living. And as for you, Mr. Sean, Mr. Big Sean, Mr. Need to be on a high level to fuck with me, Sean, Mr. I'll probably drop a perfect album one day, Sean. I need you to look in the mirror and I need you to do some serious self-evaluating. I need you to replay all of the tracks that you've ever done. I need you to watch the Funkmaster Flex freestyles that you've done. I need you to rewatch the Peter Rosenberg freestyles that you've done. I need you to rewatch the Sway in the Morning freestyles that you have done and just go back through your life and ask yourself, is this really, really where you want to be when Jesus comes back. Is this really the rhymes that you want to be dropping when Jesus comes back? Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me just let Big Sean know one thing, and then I'm out of here. Dutch and Royce is next. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys have been great. I'll see you next week. Big Sean, I just want to let you know this last fucking thing. Because when Jesus comes back, Mr. Sean, Mr. B.I.G. Sean, for you, good sir, based off of the music that you have been putting out, well, it's real simple when you think about it. For you, it'll be game over. Good night.